Today we begin lesson 172 in Parshas Vayetzeh, Perek Lamed Aleph, chapter 31. We will be learning Psukim Mem to Mem Dalet, Psukim 40 to 44 in the Maznaim Tanakh, in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 50, right about in the middle of the page at the end, at the beginning of the line. Hoyi sivayom ochalan acholani chorev v'kerach baloilo v'tidad shinosi me'enoi ki zeli esrim shono b'veisecha avadeticha arbasre shono b'shtevenosecha v'sheishonim b'tzonecha v'ata chaleif es maskurti aser es monim lule Elohei Avi, Elohei Avraham, uvachad Yitzchak hoyoli ki atorekom shilachtoni, esoni vesyigi akapai ro Elohim, vayochach omesh, vayan lovon, vayomer el Yaakov, habonos benosai vabanim bonai, vatzon tzoni, vechol asher taro elihu, velivnoi sai, moes Elohei lahayom, olivnehem, Asher yolodu v'ato l'cho nichrasovris ani v'oto v'yol eid b'ni uv'necha. Inside Pasuk Mem, Yaakov is finishing off his proofs that there's no way that he owes Lavan any money, because look how hard he had to work. Mem ha'yisi, I was, we have to add in between the words, in the field, I was in the field by yom in the daytime, and it was so hot, acholani chorev, chorev, the heat, acholani would consume me with heat, v'kerach, and frost would consume me balailo at night, v'atidad, and it wandered, shinosi, my sleep, may not from my eyes. In other words, I did such a good job watching, I couldn't even sleep. So you can't be saying you're coming now because I owe you any money. And if you're going to say the opposite, maybe you owe me money and you're coming to be a wonderful guy to say, yeah, I owed you money. Well, that can't be, because look how you've treated me the whole time. You always would try to cheat me. There's no way you'd come back to give me money, as we see in Pasuk Mem Aleph, Zeli, it is to me. Estrim Shona, 20 years, Beveisech, I'm in your house. And look how you cheated me in the beginning. Avadaticha, I worked for you. Arba Esrei Shona, 14 years, Bishtei Benosecha, for your two daughters. That already was a result of cheating. I should have only had worked 7 years for Rachel, and you swindled me. They have to take Leah too. And on top of that, Vishay Shani Bitsadach. And then I worked 6 years for your sheep that I could make money. But what did you do then? Vatach Aleif, and you exchanged, you switched. Es Maskurti, my wages, the terms of my wages, Aseres Monim, 10 times, 10 times. That if they were supposed to be patched, then you'd say they would be blotched, they'd be spotted. If they were spotted, they'd be blotched. It said you'd always change around. So therefore, what was going on? You were trying to cheat me the whole time. So no way you came now to say, oh, I have to pay you back some money that I owe you. So therefore, I conclude the following. You came to hurt me. That's the only reason you came, and that's why I'm upset at you. And you know why you didn't hurt me, Membez? Lule had not. Elohei Avi, the Almighty God of my father, who is Elohei Avraham, the God of Avram. And also another reference to Hashem as Ufachad Yitzchak, and the fear of Yitzchak, Hoyoli, that was for me. Now, why is it called the fear of Yitzchak? Why is Hashem called the God of Yitzchak? The answer is we don't ascribe God's name to a righteous man until the person dies. Then we know for sure he's been righteous whole life. So we just use the term the fear. And had not been for the fear of Hashem, Kiata, for now, Reikom, empty, Shilachton, you would have sent me. You would have taken everything away from me. But what stopped it? Esonyi, my affliction, Ves Yigia Kapai, and the efforts of my hands. Ra'alahim, the Almighty God, saw. And he saw what I did honestly and how you wanted to take away from me. Vayochach, and he rebuked you, Omesh, last night when he spoke to you. And only because he told you not to hurt me are you not hurting me now. That's what I'm angry about you. So Lavan says, what are you talking about? Again, Lavan, Mr. Crooked Face. He is saying, no, I didn't come for that. Mem Gimel, Vayan Lavan, and Lavan answers, Vayomer El Yaakov, and he says to Yaakov, there's another reason. You should know, Habanos Benosai, the daughters are my daughters. Vahabanim, and the sons, Bonai, are my sons. Vahatzon, and the sheep, Tzoni, are my sheep. V'chol Asher HaTorah, whatever you see, all the money made, Lihu, it's all mine. It's all mine. And I'm a nice guy. I'll let you have it all. But my concern is like this. V'liv nosai, and for my daughters, Mo'e said, what can I do lo'ela to these hayom today? olivnem, or their sons, asher yaladu, that they have given birth to. In other words, Lavan is saying, listen, everything's mine, and I don't mind that you have it, and I'm a nice guy, but you know what? Who's to say you're not going to marry other women, have other children, and give all this wealth to these new wives and these new children, and my daughters will be unprotected, my grandchildren will be unprotected, they're going to live a miserable life. How can I trust you that you, not under my watchful eyes, are going to treat them properly? And therefore, Memdal Vata, and now, Lecha, come, Nichrasa, let us make Bris a covenant, Ani, I, Vata, and you, Vahaya, and he will be, Hashem will be, Le'ed, a witness, Beini, between me, Ubeinach, and between you. And that's what I came here to make a covenant. Fast thinking on his part to call an audible to change the whole reason. He really came to harm Yaakov, and because Hashem warned him not to, he's trying to save face over here. Let's look into questions. Number one, Targum translate chorev. Chorev means heat, hot weather. Two, Ketzad hirgesh Yaakov v'pamim b'yamish k'shomer tzon. How did Yaakov feel sometimes when he was in the days when he was watching the sheep of Laban? He felt very heated up from the sun that was scorching him. Three, Targum v'kerach, that's frost. Four, Ketzad hirgesh Yaakov v'pamim b'lailos k'shomer tzon. How did Yaakov sometimes feel at night when he was watching the sheep? Freezing cold. Five, Targum v'tidad. V'tidad means wandered. Six, Matuan Yaakov Lovan ala oifen sheyoshev b'meshech esrim shana. What did Yaakov claim to Lovan on the way he slept during the 20 years? Sleep wandered from me, because in the daytime it was too hot, in the nighttime it was too cold. Seven, Lama leyochel Yaakov lishon harbe b'meshech esrim shana. Why could Yaakov not sleep very long during the 20 years? Because there was such responsibility, unusual and unrealistic demands that Lovan had over him. He couldn't sleep because he'd have to pay for everything that would have gotten lost or stolen or killed, etc., that he normally should not be responsible. A ketzad mischalik eshim ashan mishyavod eitzel sheyavod Yaakov eitzel Lovan ba'er. How do we divide up the 20 years that Yaakov worked for Lovan and explain that? He worked 14 years for Lovan's daughters and 6 years to make his own parnasa. Nine, Targum v'tachalef, that means, and you exchanged, you switched. Ten, kam upon machine Lovan as nice schar shel Yaakov. How many times did Lovan change Yaakov's wages? 10 times 10, 100 times. 11, Targum lulei. Lulei means had it not been for. 12, mihu pachad Yitzchak. Who's the pachad of Yitzchak? That's a reference to Hashem. 13, lama kara Yaakov Hashem b'shem pachad Yitzchak. Why does Yaakov refer to Hashem as pachad Yitzchak? That's in terms of Hashem's relationship to Yitzchak while he's still alive. We don't refer to him as the God of Yitzchak, but the fear of Yitzchak, and that's in terms of, he still has not finished his lifetime without any averis for sure yet. 14, tire game, reikam. Reikam means empty. 15, Marmar Yaakov Lovin Shayakur lo ila Hashem lo shomer lov. What did Yaakov tell the Lovin that would have happened to him had Hashem not guarded him? You would have sent me away empty. You would have taken everything from me. 16, Targum onyi, my affliction. 17, Targum yegia kapai, the efforts of my hands. 18, Mosai hochiach Hashem Lovin, Shayakov tzodek betanasom Lovin. When did Hashem prove to Lovin that Yaakov was correct in his arguments against Lovin? The night before Hashem proved to him that really Yaakov should have everything he has. 19, did Lavan accept the complaint of Yaakov that his sheep belonged to him? No, he didn't accept it. 20, did Lavan accept the criticism of Yaakov that his wealth was his wealth? No, he didn't accept that either. 21, what did Lavan criticize Yaakov, what he thinks he's intending to do to his daughters and sons? He's intending to make them lose all the wealth and not be treated properly. So therefore, 22, what did Lavan want to do with Yaakov before Yaakov returned to the land of Canaan? He wanted to make a covenant. 23, for what purpose did Lavan want to make a covenant with Yaakov? It would be a treaty that he would still not marry, he would not marry any other wives, have any other children from other wives, and therefore take Lavan's daughters and grandsons to be disenfranchised from all the wealth that Yaakov got from Lavan. Let's take a look at the Pesukim one more time. Pesuk Mem. Hoyi sivayo macholani chorev v'kerech balaylo v'atidad shenosi me'enoi. Zeli Esrim Shana Bivesecha Avadeti Harbasre Shana Bishdevino Secha Visheshanim Bitsonecha Vatahaleches Maskurti Aseres Munim Lule Elohe Ovi Elohe Avram Uvachad Yitzchakoyoli Kiatore Kom Shilachtoni Esoni Vesyegi Akapai Royalohim Vayochach Omesh Vayan Lovon, Vayomer Yaakov, Habonos Benosai, Vabonim Bonai, Vatson Soni Vechol, Asheratot Roe, Lihu, Veliv Noisai, Moeset Loela Hayom, O Livnehen Asher, Yolo, Duveato, Lichon, Yikrosov Ris, Anivo Otto, Voyo, Wait, Beni Uve Necha.
Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and over the weekend. Review lessons 167 through 172. Have a great Shabbos.